Folks, it's hard to find the perfect pair of jeans. You don't want to break the bank, but you need something that lasts. So the problem with jeans is that the really good pairs cost $200 or $300 easily, and the bargain brands just fall apart and look terrible. If you're sifting through sales racks just to find a decent pair of jeans under $100, you can call off the search party. 2017 is here, and you're already behind on this winter's hottest trend, so why not ignore all the fast fashion noise and buy something timeless? Delisted offers luxury gray denim at affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Delisted has starting at just $75. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands and designers, while skipping the markups and middlemen. The result, pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Go to delisted.com, spelled D-S-T-L-D.com, and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Delisted is your answer to elevated style without elevated prices. Just go to delisted.com right now and use the promo code FERAL at checkout and get 20% off your first pair. That's DSTLD.com, promo code FERAL. Five letters, folks. DSTLD.com for your jeans.
FERAL Audio.
So we've got a little buzz, but that means it's time for What the Buzz.
What's the buzz?
It's office hours. It's Tim Heidecker here. Happy to be back. It's a little, I don't know, something's off. I know we've got sound problems here. Always have sound problems. Now, we're going to deal with the static, otherwise the phone's going to, I'll have to unplug the phone and it's going to be a bad, be no show. So you either get one, you get bad show or no show, it's your choice. Hello, Justin.
Hey, Tim, how you doing, man?
Good, man, how are you?
Hey, good. Actually, I think all your shows are good shows.
Well, we don't want to have these amateur hour style.
Amateur hour, good phrase.
You know, I don't want this to be something unpleasant to listen to, but I'm a little bit out of my depth. I'm not an electrical engineer. I do not have those the
I'm
understanding.
I'm a little tech savvy. I'm a little technical.
Well, do I need a power conditioner? Do I need something?
Because you might have ground power or something. I don't know what your whole setup is like, though.
Well, I'll tell you what it is. I don't know. Okay. I mean, I can get into it with you quickly.
Let's try it.
It's truly simple. It's something like Eric came in the other day and said, I can't believe you jury-rigged this thing together yourself. It's such a patch job. It was, you know, we're talking an iPhone 6 is doing the Facebook Live broadcast.
Okay.
That's right here. Yeah, that's right here. Okay. Now I got an iPad. Little iPad mini taped up on the wall that's playing your hot puppy and whatever music I want to play and whatnot.
Yep. Okay.
And then I got my MacBook Pro picking up the Skype calls. And then I've got a speaker. I've got a line out of the headphone jack of the MacBook Pro. All this is going into a mixer and then going into the iPhone so it broadcasts out.
So MacBook Pro is 8-inch, 3.5 millimeter, right?
Yeah. But then I'm going to iRig 2 into the iPhone. So all the sound, the iPad, my microphone, the laptop's all going into the iPhone, which is broadcasting out now.
Okay, one suggestion maybe would be to get like a USB DAC, DAC, digital audio amplifier, like an audio DAC. You ever heard of that phrase?
No, but I'm typing it in to my note application. A DAC.
And they're pseudo cheaps. I mean, like, I'm thinking you can get some by a company called like Audio Technica or like Creative, Odyssey.
What's that going to do?
Well, this might help you troubleshoot and bypass the 3.5 millimeter on your MacBook, and then it'll run it some digital over your USB, and then it'll convert to analog.
Okay.
Into your mixer.
Good.
That might help. That might be something to try.
I'll try it. I'll try anything at this point. But what's been troublesome is that I can't be charging my phone while I'm doing the live broadcast. That seems to be where the interference is. So if this DAC gets rid of that, then it'll be a blessing.
I don't know about the charging the phone business.
There's got to be a way to do it where you can have the phone powered, because I've seen people do these Facebook Live videos for hours and hours.
Have you tried using when you power it in the past or currently, you plug into the wall, don't you?
I'm plugging it into a shitty, cheap, power strip. So I need a better power strip. I need a professional power strip. Right.
Well, or what you could try is, you've seen those things people carry with them. They're like little USB batteries.
Oh, yeah.
Like a power pack. You might want to try one of those. They're super cheap.
Shoot. Yeah, I might have one of those. Is it still real fuzzy, or has it kind of worked itself out?
I hear you loud and clear, baby.
Okay. Well, I mean, I know you do on the Skype, but on the actual Facebook.
I stream because I follow the rules.
Yeah. So, Jody says it's worked itself out. So maybe it's just, the little monkeys inside the internet are phasing things in a certain way, man. All right. Yeah. Listen. Okay. Thanks for the advice. Is there anything else I can help you with today?
Yeah. I had like two quickies. One question was, a long time ago in my youth, while you guys were popular and still are, but, there was a tale that you and an awesome show, you guys did an episode that you will now not release until somebody dies. I don't remember. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, it's not an episode. It's a video of Gary Busey coming in to do his audio.
And I hear he like chased
Tom
you
Goes.
Guys down. Like he did not.
Yeah, it was. I was just talking to somebody about this yesterday. We had, we are 2.5 weeks into shooting the new season of Bedtime Stories. And let me tell you, not to go on too much of a tangent, but it's going well. It's wonderful. It's a lot of hard work, a lot of long hours. It's a lot of great stuff, a lot of great stars showing up to be a part of it. I won't say who. But anyways, one of these stars, I was telling, we were sitting around and we were talking about generally speaking, how nice everybody is. And we were kind of both appreciating that, because a lot of us, this person who came in, we didn't know each other before we cast her, and we just hit it off right away, and we had a nice time, and it was a lot of fun. And I said, it's nice that it's I appreciate how nice most people really are when you get to work.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. So
professional.
And she said, well, yeah, there was one person that I can't say that about. And she said, oh yeah, I have one person like that too. And we both told, I won't tell you who she said.
Was it like 1, 2, 3 Gary Busey?
No, it wasn't like that. It wasn't like that. But, I said, well, we worked with Gary Busey once and it was such a horrible experience. But for some reason this was years and years ago when we were doing Tom Goes to the Mayor. And for some reason, I had the foresight to know to set up a little video camera in the corner of our office and just was rolling as he entered. And we just got so lucky because it was framed perfectly. He sat down and he went through the script and he just like tore us apart. He tore us
the material apart?
He tore the material apart. He tore... us as being unprofessional amateurs. He just like hated the script. He was just looking for, for a fight. That's right. But it ended up being this 9 or 10 minute one shot that is just the cringiest, hardest thing to watch. But it's really, really funny too, because we're just taking this abuse, and we didn't, we were pretty naive, and we didn't want to blow this guest star appearance. I think if it happened now, I would have just got up and left or kicked him out, or I just would have been like, all right, well, this isn't going to happen, so thanks for sorry
will you
for your
still
trouble.
Hold true, and upon his passing, may it not come anytime soon, obviously.
I bet the sooner the better.
I wait with bated breath, and then my last thing real quick, man.
Yeah, the answer is I would love for it to. We used to, I think on our first Tim and Eric tour, we actually would show it on tour.
So that's awesome.
Yeah, but that was a good bit of filler, before we had enough material. But
lastly, I'm sorry, thank you so much for your time. I shot my resume over to the internship email a couple months ago. I guess my chance to see if you look over it sometime, I'd be totally cool with that. I'm really grateful.
Yes, I would be. What's your name?
My first name is Justin.
Okay.
And my last name is Habtout. Sorry to be so shameless about it.
I'll look into it. Thanks for calling.
Thank you so much. Bye, Tim.
Take care. Is this Maxwell? Maxwell? Nobody there. Hello? Let me say no here. Hello? Let's see. There's lots of calls here. I just have to... PSI? Hokey Ball?
Tim.
Yes.
Hello? Hey.
Hey.
What's up, Tim?
What's up, dude? Where are you calling from?
There's lots of calls here.
Where are you calling from? Hello?
Tim.
Yes.
What's going on?
You got yourself muted there? Okay, good. Where are you calling from?
Yeah, finally. Finally got through to you, man. I'm in Bangkok.
Whoa!
Yeah, man. I've been trying to get in touch with you like ever since you started office hours.
Well, you got me now, baby. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you. Yeah. What's going on in Bangkok?
Oh, shit. Well, not a lot right this moment. I just got back from Vietnam last week, I guess.
We thank you for your service. Soldiers like you are keeping the communists at bay. And as much as we can do to support you as a vet, I will be there for you. And, I know it's been tough, but are you wheelchair bound, or are you any kind of sort of mental illness, or?
Well, I have a chair that rolls.
Okay.
I've got 5 wheels on it, and I like to sit in that one at home.
Okay.
And I get depression sometimes.
I know. But, well, war is hell. So how can I help you?
I had a lot of questions in the past when I was trying to get in touch with you, but just recently a friend of mine that I worked with, he sent me an email and he asked me if I heard of this podcast called S-Town. Have you heard of this?
I loved S-Town.
I've got to chapter 5 now, and it's just blowing my mind, because I'm from Alabama, actually.
I was going to say, you sound a little bit like the guy from the show. A little bit.
Well, I guess, that
maybe I've stumbled on my S-Town right here, right now.
I don't know, man. I've never been to Glendale, so I'm not really sure. I'm sure you could come up with some pretty good stories, though.
I wish I had some NPR music behind me. I could start doing this. I'd be like, it seemed a little strange to me that of all the people that would call in, this man called in.
Yeah, but he doesn't get any shit for his music, does he?
What do you mean?
Like you do, when you want to play something, you always get the, you got 5 seconds to play Bob Dylan or something.
Yeah. Anyways, what about it? What about S-Town? What about everything?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it was very interesting the way that
this isn't an S-Town fan podcast.
I don't know, man. I mean, I just, that was the first thing that came to mind because I happened to be watching it today. But if you want me to ask something different, I actually had a question about, and I always kind of wondered about this with comedy, like, you know how you get really close with friends? Like, I don't know, maybe like with you and Eric.
Sure.
Maybe you'll be joking about something.
Right.
And it continues to be this joke, you know?
Yeah.
But you're close.
We're close.
And so you kind of take it into, like, your life a little bit to the next place because you're working, you know, having fun.
Right.
But then, especially with your type of comedy, like, when something gets to be funny, but you're angry, but you're not really angry, but it gets to the point where you are laughing about something, but it starts to turn to something like,
I guess, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know what you mean.
How do you know at that point where, like, this is not funny anymore?
I don't know. It's a line that keeps changing. Listen, be safe, be well. Thank you so much for calling in. Take care, be safe, be well.
All right, Sam.
Thanks, bye.
All right, bye.
Christopher Sammons with the Owl.
Calling you.
Oh, hey. Oh, my God.
God, this, you sound just like the other guy.
Thanks.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, what do I sound like? I didn't hear the other guy. Or maybe I did.
Well, that doesn't matter. How can I help you today?
He's a guy from S-Town, the Alabama boy.
Yeah.
I don't know what you can help me with. I just want to say I appreciate your comedy and the show. I was going to ask, I suppose, one subject that hasn't been talked about too much is, do you have any type of spiritual practice that you do? What?
No, I do not. I really don't.
You just kind of wake up. Is music maybe? Is that?
Well, I mean, I walk and hike and sometimes run and.
That's your meditative.
Perhaps it is.
Okay, that's cool.
I love playing. Like, I go to my garage and make music. I think that's a very meditative sort of more than a hobby, but certainly a recreational activity that I enjoy doing, and sort of lets me leave my conscious mind a little bit.
How do you start the process of creating a new song? And what program do you use? Do you use Logic or Pro Tools?
Go to mind, one of these days I'm gonna find a someone to love. You know, you just start walking around singing something. And luckily you got, like, your voice memos in your phone or something. You start singing into that. And then you go downstairs and start plugging away.
Will you start with drums, or will you start with a piano? What's your main?
Well, I use Logic, and then I will try. Usually, I'll like do a really rough demo of it with just either piano or guitar or whatever the main instrument is, and then I'll go back and record over that, and or start fresh with a drum track or something, or a little click track or something.
That's cool. Well, listen, I'm a songwriter myself, and it's been like I haven't written in about 5 months, so I feel as though I need to get back.
You gotta get back into it.
Yeah.
Do it every couple days. Try writing something.
I mean, it's just difficult. I'm 30 now or whatever. I feel like old, but I shouldn't feel old.
Oh, you're timeless. All right, thanks, Christopher. Talk to you later.
Okay. All right, bye-bye.
Marcy! Marcy!
Oh, you're timeless.
Marcy!
Thanks, Christopher.
Hello?
Marcy!
Oh, my gosh!
Marcy, you gotta go...
Hi!
You gotta mute your stream. Hi, you gotta mute your stream, girl.
Hi! Hi!
Oh, my God.
Hi!
Hi! You gotta mute your stream, girl.
Sorry.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what's going on?
Not much. Oh, my gosh.
Well, how can I help you today?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, I love everything about you. I'm a college student here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Go, Wisconsin-Madison School!
Oh my gosh, my brother and I are huge fans of you.
Oh, that's very nice.
Yeah, he introduced me to you about probably a few years ago. Okay. And the show Check It Out, that is like my favorite show of all time.
All right. Well, it's wonderful to have you as a member of the Tim and Eric community. Why don't I go through this and just remind you folks that we are going on tour this summer, so you can go see Tim and Eric all across the country. For you, I think it would be in Milwaukee, if that works for you.
Okay.
And that's available at the timanderic.com website, or if you download the Tim and Eric app, which has just been released. It's a wonderful app. We've spent a lot of time. Here's been the problem. Our stuff is strewn about the internet. I'm sure you don't, you know, it's difficult to... We just wanted it in one place, so you can go to one place and see all of the stuff we made. And sometimes it takes you to other sites, it takes you to links and everything like that. But it is organized, provocative, and it is ready for your use. It's free. Just get it on the internet, get it on your app store. It's only available for iPhones right now. But that's just because that's what we did, you know?
Of course.
Anything else?
Would you do me a big favor?
Most likely not, but go ahead, ask.
Well, would you be willing to say, hi, Sam, for my brother?
Hi, what's his name?
Sam.
Hi, Sam, how are you?
He's at work right now, but thank you so much.
You're welcome, Marcy. Have a great day. Have a great week.
Yeah.
Bye. Let's check in with old Phil Braun. Phil Braun!
Hi, Timothy.
How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Just on my day off here, we got we take a little prep day on Wednesday, some weeks, and that's why I have the opportunity to speak to all of you folks today.
Well, we've missed you. Glad to hear you back.
Thank you. But absence makes the heart grow fonder, as they say.
It does. I can't believe nobody has brought up the new Decker yet.
Oh, I know. Well, we haven't gotten to a lot of stuff. There's lots to go over. It's been piling up. But
the show is early. Yes.
The new. Some people. I don't know. It's the kind of news that maybe is in this community here. Maybe they knew. They knew it was coming because we already announced that it was coming back. So it's not the most exciting news. It's just sort of like when it's coming back. But it is June 4th on Adult Swim. And I'll say it's two, I might have said this before, but it's 2 6-episode two 6-episode seasons, basically, is what. So
that's news to me. I heard that.
So there's Decker Unsealed starts June 4th, and then there's I think there might be a week off or less. It might even just be rolling right into the. And then there's another 6, and the title of that season has not been disclosed yet.
Okay.
Decker Undisclosed.
Well, is there a file that goes past Unsealed? I mean, there's Classified, and now there's even a deeper.
Yeah.
The sealed files.
These
which
are sealed
files. The classified
guys,
these are
sealed files. Sealed. They're being unsealed for this season, so it's unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. I want to see what you're willing to reveal here, and you don't have to, of course, but the teaser. It seems already right off the bat possibly be getting into some continuity issues if if I'm not mistaken, because it seems like this Unsealed is going to focus on Decker Jr. Is that correct? Fair to say? Or is it going back to... let me say this. There's a bit where it appears Decker Jr. is sitting in the president's office with Kington.
Right.
Who, if I recall, took a bullet to the brain at the end of Decker 4.
I won't reveal anything else. I'm mum on that. That's sealed for now. I'm like we'll James Comey. I'm like James Comey at the Senate confirmation or Senate hearings today. Ask me that again. I'll do it like he does.
It seems like Tim that Decker Jr. is sitting there with Kington, who died at the end of Decker 4. Is that correct?
That's something I cannot speak to at this time.
Fair enough. We'll move on then. I'll see if he'll reveal something here. Eric recently tweeted out a little teaser of him dressed in some kind of garb that I can't really describe, but he's playing a guitar and was wondering, is that a hint at Puss Whip Bang Gang turning up at the Tim and Eric tour this summer?
No.
Okay. Something different then. Well, that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Phil.
All right, Tim.
Thank
see you later.
Talk to you later. All right. Good to talk. Let's talk to Clark House.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm on break from work right now. Just slacking a little bit.
Where you got? So where are you working?
So I'm an IT guy. I work for a real estate company.
Nice.
Yeah.
Pushing
next thing, expecting to get through. First time trying to call. And
pushing
got
it.
Through. Do what?
Pushing it.
Perfect. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, it's good. It's good for me. I'm a college student, but
nice.
Just wanted to say hi.
All right. Well, thanks for calling in. Keep up the good work. Zach. Hey, Zach.
Hello.
Hey.
Tim?
Yeah, what's up?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Wow, howdy doody.
Howdy doody to you. It's our new motto here on the show, howdy doody.
Howdy do.
Howdy doody ya.
I'm doing pretty good. Just,
sounds like you're slapping stuff or you're smashing acorns or something.
You know, it's crazy. I woke up at 5:36 this morning and they were, building a house next door.
Oh dear.
I don't know. It's been a trying time, a tough time, but it's been...
Okay, well, how can I help you today?
I have a couple questions for you.
You got to speed up your pace, though. It's just dragging everybody down.
Not trying to drag anyone down. I'm sorry. I don't mean it to be a dragger down here.
Talk to me.
In regards to Tom Goes to the Mayor.
Oh, yes.
I had a really good time.
Someone's head getting stapled?
I had a big marathon in my kitchen.
Very good. Watching,
and I just wanted to thank you for that.
You're welcome. And?
And... Let's see.
Okay. Thank you very much, Zach. Zach's headline, I'm not joking, his name on Skype here is Zach Boring. And that was right on the nose. Oh, we got a lot of calls coming in. I'll take Chris B.
Hello?
Hey, Chris.
Holy fuck, Tim.
What's up,
bud? Oh my god, I can hear you on Facebook. Hold on.
Okay, mute the stream.
Really quick. I can hear my voice.
Hello.
Where is it? Playback. Look, I'm gonna do it while I talk to you.
You sound fine on my end, so just plow through.
Okay. How are you?
Good, baby, good. I'm just fine. I'm a lot of stuff on my plate, you know, and it's everything's good. There's lots of moving parts right now. But how can I help you?
I just want to, first of all, thank you for all the work you've been doing, all of you. I kind of miss... My heart's beating. Like, I can't believe that this is so awesome. Everything you've been doing for the past, like, 10 years or something.
Thank you.
Thank you. But question, I guess... is there any way that On Cinema can become something... like weekly?
Well, it is. I mean, not.
I mean,
constantly.
Yeah.
It can't. I mean, it just can't. I mean, the resources aren't there. The ideas aren't there to warrant that. The audience isn't there. None of it's there. It is what it is. I couldn't be more proud and more happier with how this season's been going.
I love it.
I think we have one more left next week, I think. And we got some On Cinema news coming in a couple weeks. I'll put it to you that way. Some of the longtime listeners here will probably know that we've been talking about doing a little membership opportunities for you guys to help us make some more stuff. So that news will be coming out soon, and I'm sure that it sounds like you'll be an active supporter of that.
Definitely.
All right, thanks, Chris.
One more thing?
Yes, sir.
What are your thoughts on May Day? Are you proud of all the people that came out, or?
I was a little busy shooting all day. I didn't really pay attention to what was going on there. I mean,
no doubt.
Whatever.
All right, well, thank you. I love you, man.
Love you, baby.
All your work.
All right, let's take Edward. Edward.
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Holy shit, it's actually you. Oh my god, okay, I have a question.
Yes.
I run a college TV show, and we go live later today.
Okay.
I haven't written the introduction. What should I write?
You what?
I haven't written the introduction. Sorry, I'm outside.
Well, I'm not responsible for your own creativity. You work that out yourself. You hear me?
Yep. This episode of the Tim Heidecker's Office Hour podcast is brought to you by Fulton and Rourke. Fulton and Rourke is a men's fragrance and grooming company that specializes in solid colognes, shave, and shower products, all designed to make getting ready easier and more enjoyable. Their travel-friendly wax-based colognes go anywhere. Plus, there's nothing to break or spill. And, of course, they all smell fantastic. I smell like a beautiful bouquet wearing this cologne. Fulton & Rourke's bar soap is designed to exfoliate the skin with or without a washcloth. And JQ Magazine just named their shave cream the very best on the market today. Try it for yourself.
Try it more.
Yourself at FultonAndRourke.com and save 15% off your purchases by using the code FERAL at checkout.
Folks, I've talked to you about this before. Distilled. You are looking to get a nice pair of denim jeans. It's hard to find the perfect pair. You know how hard it is. You go to different places, stores, outlet malls, whatever. You can't find the jeans that are right for you. This is a James changer. This is a game changer, James. James, this is a game changer. You listen to me, James? It's Distilled. D-S-T-L-D. Luxury grade denim, James, at an affordable price. Jeans that would normally cost you hundreds, Distilled has starting at just $75. You know, I've talked to you about this before. You have to listen to me. They utilize the same fabrics, factories, and wash houses as the best known brands in the business. So we skip the markups and middlemen. The result is pure unadulterated denim without the retail runaround. Just go to distilled.com and see where minimalist design meets maximum comfort. Just go to distilled.com now.
Oh, well.
Excuse me. And use the protocol, promo code OFFICE at checkout and get 20% off. That's 20, not 2. 20% off jeans. They're already cheap. They're already affordable. Now you're getting 20% off. You just put in the access code. Do it now. That's Distilled, promo code OFFICE. 5 letters, all you need to know, folks. DSTLD.com. James, we're going to just fly through some calls here. James, clear the boards.
Mr. Tim Heidecker, as I live and breathe.
There he is. Oh, yeah, man. What's going on? Where are you calling from?
I'm coming from Perth in Western Australia.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good to hear from you.
I just wanted to ask exactly how autobiographical is Decker?
How autobiographical is it?
Yeah. How autobiographical is it, Tim?
It's not autobiographical at all. I mean, unless you're talking about me from on cinema, then, of course, there's lots of parts of the story that work, don't it? You can't.
You bloody cunt. How dare you, mate? Oh, look,
Fuck off.
To be called a cunt by Tim Heidecker.
You dingo.
I'll
take you out to the Indian Ocean and drown you.
Oh, mate, I'm not here to fuck spiders. Come on.
All right. See you, James.
Thanks, mate. Catch
up. Goodbye. Oh, man, I love talking to the other side of the world. And I love my Australians. Clint!
Thanks, mate. Catch up.
Hello, Clint.
Hey, quick question here.
Yes, sir.
So Monty Python's great, right? They got movies, really clever. Now, what's actually your opinion on the TV show Flying Circus?
Oh, well, I do like it, yeah. I haven't watched it in a while, you know. It probably has some dated elements to it, but I'm sure it's great. I love most of it, you know. I don't know how much I love the Terry Gilliam stuff anymore. That gets a bit long, don't it?
Yeah. Speaking of which, I think you would love this.
What?
Australia. Good song, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, you're not. I can't hear what you're playing, so that's the problem there. But I know what you're singing. You're singing The Kinks, Australia, from Arthur, and
The
Decline of Western Civilization.
Close.
What is it? The Arthur and The Decline of the British
Empire. The Decline and Fall of the British Empire.
That's right. Sorry, mate. All right, Clint, thanks so much for calling. I always love The Kinks. I think The Kinks are the tops. How you like that? Simon.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Simon. How are you?
I'm not so bad. I called you in once before. You were super nice to me.
Thank you very much.
It's always a pleasure to see you. I actually saw you and Neil Hamburger in Toronto about a year ago.
Wow, it was a wonderful show, my friend.
It was absolutely terrific. It's so cool to connect with you, Tim.
It's great to be talking to you.
Thank you. I have to be at work in half an hour, so
well,
I can't stay long.
Well, let's keep this quick.
All righty. Take it easy.
I'm here. Oh, that's
hello?
It. Oh, yes. Were you hanging up?
No, I thought you were hanging up.
Oh, no. I said, let's keep this quick. How can I help you today?
All right, so I work at a wine store. Which kind of wine should I try to sell today?
Let's get you moving the rosé, because it is beautiful out here in Southern California.
And I can only imagine.
You just want to sit outside
Ontario
this afternoon and enjoy the rays and have some rosés. Capoche?
Capesh.
All right, bye-bye, buddy.
Take care.
That was a nice fellow. Christine, are you there?
Yeah, is this Tim?
Yes, it is, ma'am.
Oh, my gosh. Hi, Tim. How are you?
I'm fine, but I wish somebody at the Absolutely Offices was listening to my radio show here and would just say, you know what? This kid sounds like he needs a cup of coffee. I'm going to run one in. But no one listens. No one cares.
Everyone's you need some espresso. That's what I have every morning.
I don't do espresso because I like a big, tall mug of the stuff so I could sip on it. I feel like you get espresso and it's there and gone and that's it.
No, I have a canister of espresso and I pour a whole massive thing and I make a mug of espresso with half and half.
That sounds like too much coffee and I don't do the milk. So we're not on the same page here at all.
Okay. Well, I had a couple of questions for you.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, I'm calling from Boulder, Colorado.
Very cool.
Yeah, but it's home to, like, the slowest, most annoying drivers in the United States. And I wanted to thank you because I've been starting to listen to Office Hours on my way to work.
Nice.
And you have made me take away my road rage, and I've just been laughing hysterically.
Oh,
and
my God.
So I appreciate that. And I have I have my question. Okay.
Go ahead.
So I'm a therapist at the most amazing place in the world. It's called the Temple Grandin School.
Oh, yes. Okay.
But I also teach film and TV classes because I used to be in the industry, whatever. But I use a lot of your material for the kids.
Uh-oh.
And these kids with Asperger's love your work.
Really?
Yes. And just last week, I was we had our first prom, so I was teaching them how to dance, and we listened to a little bit of the Tim and Eric dance where, you know, but I had to pause it right before they say, now think about your dad. Mm-hmm. So, and we also did for film class Pisman's Mustard.
Wow.
You know, the Fasana. I was just curious if you have any recommendations for kid-appropriate stuff that I could show.
Well, it's of our own. It depends. I mean, it depends on how loose you are with kids. Is there, you know, what you consider offensive? What is like potty humor that is acceptable? You know, it's all stuff that aired on basic cable, so there's not a lot of cursing. You know, the movie is something to stay away from, I think, the $1 billion movie.
Yeah.
Because that's got a lot of cursing and violence. And, you know, you want to stay away from the violence. So it's hard to pick out specific things. The On Cinema show is basically mostly G-rated.
Yes, I was thinking that.
Decker's got a lot of violence in it, a lot of shooting and stuff. And,
right. Well, some of the movies, well, I just think, and I started showing some of the kids, and they love the plot line and, you know, Decker and all of that.
I think it would be cool.
So,
I think
you,
it would
we
be
have a... fans here.
Thank
we
you.
Talk I would... about absolutely. We love you here. Well, and so I
send me an invite. To... Send me an invite. I'll come and do a lecture there or something when my
oh my God,
available.
We would love you. We have huge fans at the Temple Grandin School in Boulder, Colorado.
That's beautiful.
Thank you,
to
Tim.
Hear. Thanks. You know, it'd be
have
fun.
A good day.
Thanks. I'll talk about this off after the call. It'd be fun if somebody made a YouTube Tim and Eric for Children recut of our work. Wouldn't that be something? We could do that. We've got, speaking of that, you know, we, I don't know how many people read my reply to the freak who wrote this post and about you know, Eric and I being involved with pedophilia and stuff. It's people say, why do you bother writing, addressing any of this stuff? And, you know, I've said this before. I think it's, first of all, it's interesting to me to self-examine that kind of stuff. And I think it's not something that I want just festering online, because then that lives out there and somebody uses it to reference about something else, and they all kind of feed into each other. So I wanted to go on the record there and acknowledge that A, I'm seeing it, and B, maybe there's some rational people out there who can see the other side to it, and we encourage people to use a more critical thinking to determine whether something is true or not. And Risa.
Hey, what's up? This is actually Kyle, her boyfriend. I'm using her thing.
But does she know about this?
No, she's at work right now.
So you just have full access to her laptop?
Yeah, she doesn't mind. She gave me the password to it.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys got a cool open relationship. I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah, it's always nice, right?
What can I help you with today?
Hey, so just talking to you guys, wanted to say one thing. I use Dova's PR for, I'm a business major, and I use Dova's PR for my company name in a simulation.
Well, you should expect a lawsuit coming from us. You are in breach of Material Code 1993, and we look forward to seeing you in court.
Well, we had tons of money, so we got tons of money to give you guys.
All right, cool. I'll take it.
Real question here. So I'm also into music. And I was just wondering, in your creative process, what are some of the biggest challenges you face, and how do you overcome those challenges?
Biggest challenges, really, I don't know. I mean, it's working with other people is something that's just a reality of this business. It's very collaborative. It's very cooperative. There needs to be cooperation. There needs to be respect and mutual understanding. You don't get exactly what's in your head. You never do. You need to be okay with that, and you need to foster and nurture good relationships with people so that you don't burn them down. because you need other people.
I feel it. And so how many people did you try and collaborate with, and did that fall through before you met people like Eric?
There's not a trail of tears of disappointed people, or there's not a I can't think of too many people. There were some people in college, I guess, and there's people that come in and come out, but it's not like I kept trying to collaborate with people, if that's what you're trying to insinuate.
Yeah, I feel it. I've just got a lot of people who are trying to collab with me, but then, you know, people get lazy. But yeah, it's all the struggle, you know.
You got to find that motivated person, that person that wants to kick ass with you. And a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people are like, well, it's a little too much work. Or I'd rather not risk anything, it's too much trouble, and all that kind of stuff. So you got to weed those people out.
Yeah, I feel it.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
All right. Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Bye. Who's Conrad Morris, and what's his deal? What's your deal, Conrad?
Hi. Hi, Tim.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry, I just met your stream. I was just talking about music there.
Yeah.
I also make music myself.
Is this Nick Cave?
Yeah. No. My name's actually Conrad, and that's the name I use on stage as well. I've got a couple of questions, actually.
Okay.
Firstly, are you planning on coming over to the UK anytime soon?
Hello, me and Neil Hamburger have two weeks of shows at the Soho Theatre in August.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
So please go on the website and look up the Soho Theatre shows. They're selling out quickly, but there are a few tickets remaining. So this is a message to all my UK fans. It's going to be a great show. I mean, listen, Neil Hamburger is one of the greatest comedians, stand-up comedians of all time.
Right.
I'm one of the greatest, in general, certainly.
Oh, one of the great ones, yeah. No.
And you combine those two together, how are you going to have a bad, how can you lose? You can't lose.
That's a perfect recipe.
Yeah, and it's interesting and telling somebody like yourself who's clearly interested enough in what I'm up to call into office hours that you weren't even aware of these shows, because we have been promoting them to some degree, but it's just people, some stuff falls through the cracks for people. I get it.
I was totally unaware of that. I've even been looking at it as well, looking up quite regularly, and I didn't come across. Well, I'll make that known as best I can.
I'm glad you called. I think we just got a ticket. I think we just sold a ticket.
Thank you. Do you reckon, thank you so much. And I just want to keep up with the music, because I kind of...
Thank you.
I dig what you're getting at, and I kind of understand what you're getting at with a lot of the stuff there, and I can kind of feel it come across.
Good. I'm glad I'm reaching people.
No. Thank you.
All right.
Cheers.
Take care, Conrad. See you in London.
Thank yourself.
David Tenenbaum.
Hey, Tim.
Hello.
I got a few questions, like a music question.
A lot of music today, okay.
FJM. So you know the Father John Misty song from the new album, Pure Comedy?
Comedy.
Exactly the part I was thinking.
What I call pure comedy.
So you know what that part reminds me of?
What?
And maybe I'm crazy, but it reminds me of puberty. Why won't you come for me? I mean, I forget the words, but...
Oh, shit.
Right?
Maybe. Let's bring that up on my puberty.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't looked it up, but it's been in my head ever since I heard
that. Hold on, I'm bringing it up. I just have it in my iTunes so I can play it. See if it's... Oh... Is that the David Lieberhardt song?
No, the one that you sing.
Oh, there's another one.
Yeah, that's his one, yeah. The puberty. But I mean the one where you're like sad and singing.
Mm. You know what, it won't let me play this on here. I can't remember how that one goes.
The verse isn't like the Father John Misty song at all. Right. It's really just the one line in the chorus.
Right.
You're saying puberty. But
it's gonna be hard to find because Lieberhardt's got that puberty song, right?
Yeah, it might be on YouTube.
Oh, here it is. I found it. Hold on, let me see if this is it.
Hey,
Stay tuned for more hilarious bits.
Oh, there it is. Hold on one sec. I've got it coming up.
Was a man like my friend Eric is.
Oh, I look bad in this episode.
Big tufts of pubic hair.
Well, especially at the end.
Coming out of my shorts.
Oh, here it comes.
A puberty. Why don't you come to me? Then I will make love to every kind of woman. My pubic hair's long, like a long-haired woman.
Yeah, I don't hear it. I get what you mean. Comedy. That's just what I call pure comedy. I love that song, man. That was
me
like,
too. It was really just, I mean, I haven't heard the puberty one in a while. It's not,
know,
it's
been he sent me that record like a few months ago after, right after he had done the Private Pilot cover. And it was like, I couldn't believe it, how good that song
is. Yeah, it's a great record. I also wanted to ask, what was it like when you opened for him a few weeks ago? Like, did people there
it was
know
great.
You wanted to promote comedy or music?
You know, it was really, thanks for asking. It was really great. I would say, you know, I had like half the people or so, maybe. It was a lot of people there, but I'd say a good number sort of either knew who I was or was kind enough to indulge me for a little while. And I won them over. Listen, I'm a great... I know how to perform. I've been doing it now for a while. I've been going up on stage, and putting a show on, with Eric, on my own, with stand up, with music. You know, so I'm comfortable on the stage. I'm comfortable in the spotlight. And that is a very relaxing thing for an audience to experience. It's a very comforting. It relieves, you know, the last thing you want to be is in the audience and feel bad for the person on stage or feel uncomfortable and feel embarrassed for them. I get there, I talk to them, I make them feel comfortable, and I go and I play my songs. Some of them are funny, and it makes them laugh. Kapooch! But it was nice. It was very generous of him to invite me down. And, you know, it was a good opportunity.
And he did a song with you. I saw the video of that.
Yes, he did. I'm going to take another call. Thank you very much for calling.
All right. Thanks, Tim.
Bye. This system's got to be better, though, because everything keeps... I want to pick up on a certain person just because I said, oh, I'll pick up on this guy. And his thing keeps getting covered by other people that are calling in. There he is. But see, disappeared again. And... No, I don't want to call that person. I want to talk to somebody else. Dad.
Bruce.
Daniel.
Oh, my goodness. Where are you calling from?
This better be worth it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, some lady named Christine was calling in, right?
Yeah.
And she was talking about, like, office hours. Is that, like, a podcast that you do?
Well, this is it. I mean, what happens is we do the office hours live. And then it gets archived up on a podcast, so you can listen to it later if you're not available to listen to it right now.
That is incredible. I usually am work during the day, so and I run out of podcasts to listen to. So this is actually great.
This could be a new one for you.
Also, I want to say that it's nice to see such positivity, especially from the callers and from you, because I know a lot of people, it's like, oh, it's really fun to be mean or give people a hard time and stuff, but it's quite wonderful to
Well, it's
to
a hear. Very it's a stark contrast to whatever seems to be going on my Twitter, which, you know, there's this gaggle of the 4chan alt-right gang who is sending me shit all the time. I get it, you know, it depends on what's going on, but if there's like a little bit of a flare-up, it's like I got herpes or something. Every once in a while there's these flare-ups from this vile virus. And then they flare up and they get, I get a shit ton of the same message, basically. I'm a faggot, I'm a Jew, I'm a I'm a loser, of course, but also I have no career. I'm not relevant. All these messages come flying in. But then when I go live on the air, like today, and you know, granted, I'm I'm not picking up everybody that calls in, but I'm not discriminating. I'm sort of picking up whoever's in front of me. None of them call. You know, these people, they don't. They're not calling in. I never see them in real life. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you saw the video I posted last week of me with the looking for them under the bridge. But I was, if you haven't seen it, I'm sure many people listening have, but I was, we were shooting bedtime stories, and it was, mm-hmm. it was a couple days of night shoots. So we were shooting from like 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon till 4 in the morning, which for me is a bit difficult because I've got the 2 kids. And it's hard to, you know, it's like, when are you going to sleep? So I was, you know, feeling a bit loopy. Everybody was getting a little loopy. And we were about 2 in the morning under this bridge downtown L.A. And all the, you know, there's a lot of waiting around in this game. There's a lot of waiting for the lights to get moved and stuff to get moved around. It's a big show. It's a big production. A lot of moving pieces. And I was sitting there, and I see... Are you getting some work done while I'm talking?
Oh, I just have a lot of people that are trying to communicate with me. I'm just like, hey, just leave
chill
me alone for a second.
Just chill. Yeah. And I was there. It was beautiful. I could tell the light was nice, and we were waiting around, and I had my producer. We were talking. We were laughing. And that day, I had gotten this... Somebody on 4chan had posted this thing that had... Just one full-on lie after another about me. One of which was they had manufactured, sort of forged a tweet from me, sort of made a screen grab, made it look like I had sent some tweet that basically mm-hmm. was advocating for people to get bike locks and go to these Trump rallies and start beating people up, right?
Yeah, gotcha.
So it was something I never wrote, and somebody made it look like I had sent it. Then they posted it on 4chan. Then people start going crazy about it. And so people, then this guy made this list of, like, you know, this guy is all this crazy shit about me that's not true, you know?
Yeah.
Or some of it that is true, but is mischaracterized as like one thing was, you know, calling me a faggot because I forgave. The guy that stabbed me. I'm like, all right, well, I don't know if that,
yeah.
that's a negative. That's not something I consider a bad thing to do or whatever. But also, no. like, you know, Check It Out was canceled because of rage. No, it's not. We're just, you know, we're just not making it right now. Or
yeah.
Whatever. It's not like, you know, all these, like, and then just shit about this bike lock thing that I never sent. And then that gets spread around, and people start writing me about that. So I was sitting under the... That'd come in, and it was just getting tons of tweets about just, you know, how what a faggot I am. And I hate using that word, but it really... I mean, it's the word they use, and it's...
Yeah.
It's...
Oh, I'm not offended. But I guess, like... Oh,
but let me just finish
with that.
Let me just finish.
Because
I'm sitting there, and I'm like a little loopy, and I made this one little video privately for a friend, which was the same idea, because I was wearing this silly vest that you have to wear, because we had closed down a bridge, and it was for safety reasons. I'm wearing this, like, fluorescent vest, and I said, you know, why don't you film me? I'll make a little message for my friend, and we did this shot where he comes in from far away, and I do this very heartfelt message to my friend as a joke, and... And they said, all right, let's do another one, and I'll make this a message to these alt-right trolls. And so we did that, and it's, I thought it was whatever. It was not, like, the best thing in the world, okay? You know, it's not, like, the best thing I've ever made. But I'm literally sitting around waiting for the next shot to come up on the TV show that I'm making, okay, which is where my energy is supposed to be going. Mm-hmm. And the gist of it was, you know, I was like, I want to make amends to you guys, and I apologize that we got off on the wrong start, and whatever. Well, let's find some common ground. I'm going to go meet you on your turf, and we can figure this out. And then I walk, and I go under the bridge, and I'm like, where'd you guys go? Where, you know, like, so it's, yes, it's stupid. It's very stupid.
Yeah.
It's very first idea, you know, it's like trolls living under a bridge. Who cares? It doesn't take me any energy. It doesn't take me any time to do it. I just fucking did it because it was there, and I put it out, and they went fucking nuts. They were just so mad and so, like, you know, this is the stupidest thing. You're stupid. This is not funny. Why, you know, go fuck yourself, you faggot. Go die. Jump off that bridge. You know, just one thing. It riled them so much. But what's funny is you can see like the production in the background of this shoot. So all these people are saying, "I can't believe you know, you're this is what it's come to. Like, you know, you're so, you've got nothing going on. You have to." And I'm like, "Well, I'm on the set of a TV show that I'm so lucky and fortunate and grateful to get to make." You could see it in the shot. So everything's great. You know, everything's going great for me.
That's good.
But don't judge this material as anything other than just the ability for technology to be so simple to use and simple for me to communicate with you that I could just give somebody my phone, shoot this thing for a minute, and then post it and go on with my night.
Oh, yeah.
But your question being...
Oh, I was just saying... I mean, there's going to be, as a celebrity, there's a lot of people that are going to just attack you or make things up like that. And obviously you made a video to kind of just, you know, to have a little fun. But, are you someone that would be more inclined to talk to them? I mean, like, I was overhearing that...
I go back and forth. I would like some way for a dialogue to happen, I guess. And that was part of the post I wrote. In that vote website or whatever it is. Yeah, I mean, if there's a more reasonable way to have that discussion, but I don't think anyone's on that end interested in that. I mean, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe they are. I mean, I don't know where we'd end up.
Because I know a lot of people just were like, it's not a waste of time, I'm just going to ignore it, but the problem's still there, and it's still happening. You know, it's like the...
Well, a lot of it's attention-seeking, and I've gone into... personal, like one-on-one conversations with these people on just through Twitter, but you know, without being, you know, trying to calm things down a bit. And for example, with the bike lock tweet, I would say, you know, hey, if this is referencing that Forge tweet, I just want you to know, I know I can't prove anything. How can you prove something like that?
Yeah,
because I, you know, like you could have just deleted it, but I do say, listen, I didn't send it. You know, it's not, I mean, I don't really disavow much of what I ever say. I've said plenty of things to make you guys mad. So I don't know why I would disavow this one thing, right? And they sometimes go, oh, okay, sorry. I guess I got fooled by the internet. And, and that's a little bit of daylight there. That's a little bit of like, okay, then you realize that I'm a human being who's responding to you personally. And, sometimes it works, you know, I've said it to a few people and they've been like, all right, sorry, dude, I didn't really realize you were, you know, just a guy who's online like me. So, I think there's some value in just, in acknowledging some people and, half the time I'm just trying to make other people laugh. So, it's confusing stuff for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. So when did you realize that you wanted to get into comedy and make people laugh?
As far as I can remember.
Really? Yeah. I was a really shy kid until I was like 12. Then I just decided to be goofy one day and everybody loved it. And it's been wonderful since. I don't do it for, you know, like you professionally, but it's making people laugh is wonderful. I worked with kids for a long time, and it was making people laugh is a wonderful thing. So I appreciate what you do, and you know, I've seen your shows a few times when you've come to Seattle. I'm from Spokane, but
okay.
Well,
maybe we'll see you again over the summer.
Oh, indeed. I just want to say I was surprised how tall you are. Because I'm 6'2", and I met you and John C. Reilly and Eric, and you guys are giants. And it was so surprising to me because on your show, you guys
Eric is truly a giant, and that makes me appear short.
So how tall are you guys?
I'm 5'11".
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So normal, I guess.
Gotcha.
Above normal. Thank you so much. See you soon.
Yeah.
Francis.
Hello?
Francis, farewell, Starlight.
Yes, that's me. Oh, my goodness.
The creative one.
Say what?
The creative one.
The what one?
The creative one.
Oh, yeah, I suppose.
I know you are.
Oh, really? Oh, my God, that's amazing. I can't believe that. I am the biggest fan of yours of all time. and I'm honored to be talking to you.
Thank you. How can I help you today?
Well, I had a very specific question that I'm not sure if you would be able to answer or not.
I'll try my best.
Or if you answered it before. I was wondering who is JP in the Rock and Roll Gary universe? Who plays him?
JP. His name is JP. He's our tour manager.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, he runs our tours, and he's a brilliant comedian songwriter in his own right. Oh. JP Inc. INC. You can find his videos online. Very funny.
Oh, yeah.
Used to do an act
Twitter.
Called Plesiosaur. A good friend of mine played tennis with him on Sunday, friend.
Wonderful.
All right. Thanks for the question, JP.
Thank you.
Rocks the world. Dave Landry. Hello, Dave.
Hey.
What's up?
Not much. What's up?
Not much. Hanging out. What can I help you with today?
Well, I was just curious. I've heard a lot of flack along the years about that MDE stuff and everything, but I know what kind of comedy you've been bringing to the world. What kind of roadblocks have you had to deal with when dealing with some of your kind of, you know, border walking sketches?
I have to say we've been very lucky in our relationship with Adult Swim that we don't get a lot of pushback on stuff. The notes that we ever get, I generally think are usually pretty good and helpful and focusing and, give us some, we always encourage feedback and, appreciate that. You know, it's like nice to know if they're always the first people to see it. We've taken other ideas out to other places and, you know, they've not been successful in getting the ability to make them. So there should be no, illusion that we can kind of just do whatever we want or that we can make whatever we want wherever we want. There's ideas we pitch that don't make it. Some do, some don't. So it's really, we've been lucky, but I would also say we don't get everything we want, and nor does almost anybody, I'm sure.
Mr. Heidecker, you're extremely well articulate. I must say I was kind of disappointed at the big reveal on cinema about the new season of Decker. I mean, tensions were obviously really high between you and Mr. Turkington. I mean, rest in peace to those, Desert Sun 20. I mean, oh.
Thank you very much, Dave. He's very excited. Very good sound quality coming. All right, I'll take Suvik.
Hey, Tim.
How are you?
I'm good. Let me just mute the stream. Returning caller.
Good.
Thanks.
Good to hear from you again.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I had a couple of questions typed up.
This is important. We're going overtime here right now. Sorry, I only have an hour show today. We're going overtime. I'll take two more calls.
All right, cool. My first question kind of ties in with something that previous callers touched upon. Do you think it's difficult to remain funny and kind of cutting edge as you gradually kind of become part of the establishment? Like, is it more difficult to be in that position?
I don't think we actively attempt to stay cutting edge ever. It's not something you try to do. You just, as I've said before, it's all self-expression. It's all idea-based and execution of ideas. There is this misconception that there's value and importance and in being edgy or cutting edge or risky or dangerous or something. That was something that is a byproduct of the work. And I think, well, with all this stuff we do, I continue to feel like it's true to what I want to do. So I don't worry about how I can't worry about the perception or the reception in any sort of substantial way.
In a kind of ironic way, On Cinema is almost the most cutting edge thing you're doing right now because it's so redundant. It's like in a kind of opposite way.
Yes,
right?
It is. In my opinion, it is cutting edge or fresh way of doing comedy and telling stories and creating characters and worlds and stuff that we're very conscious of doing that and trying to advance that. The way that it works on Twitter and the way that it works with the fan base and the ancillary shows and ideas and material, songs and all that kind of stuff feels like you just don't have a lot of that anywhere else in comedy, I think. Maybe there is other pockets that I don't pay attention to or something, but where you have fans making songs and making, you know, contributing in their own way. And I was thinking if maybe we shot with better lenses, it would be a much more popular show or something. But, you know, there's something about it living on the internet and being in a seated, talky kind of environment, I think maybe creates a perception of what that is that's not really accurate.
Can I do a very quick second question?
Yes, sir.
I remember reading an essay that I believe you and Eric wrote a while back, which seemed to be out of character and sincere, about Christopher Guest, who's one of my other sort of comedic heroes.
Yes.
Apart from yourself. Do you have any, and you've worked with some of his actors, do you have any relationship with him? Do you have any dreams about working with
him? No relationship, and I think he's one of the few people, earlier Eric and I were like, oh, he's on our list of people we want to work with, and I think it's become sort of a thing where it's too much pressure to want to work with him. Like, he's got his own world going, and I don't know if it would work in our world. It would. I understand he's not the easiest guy to work with. That would be intimidating. It's sort of like just too stressful to think about working with him, you know? So, like, just let it go and work with people that seem to be excited to want to do stuff. And so I don't really, it doesn't bother me that that's something. I mean, it seems like maybe our paths will cross in some kind of natural way and that'll be fine. But generally, no, it's, there's people like that that I'm like, best just left alone. I would like to just leave him alone, you know, like not bother him.
Right.
All right.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call.
You
keep
bet.
Up the great work.
Thank
Huge
you.
Fan.
Bye. Michelle Stone. Michelle Stone. I turned to stone. Michelle Stone. A dong, 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 dong. Michelle Stone.
That's
I was calling in. I'm Michelle Stone. A bong,
Hello?
Bong, bong, bong. I'm going to be sitting down in the
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't know if you can hear me. Okay, awesome. So first of all, I want to thank you for spending your day off with us.
Oh, well, thank you.
Well,
it'll be just
that.
An hour and 20 minutes or so, but thank you. And nevertheless, it's my pleasure.
Yeah, you are like a canary in the coal mine. If you stop tweeting, we are doomed.
Oh, no.
yeah. Yep.
Okay. That was very well considered.
Yeah. So I just wanted to say back in, I think, 2007, 2008, I went to Awesome Tour.
Yes.
And in Royal Oak around Detroit. And I had a gift for you, but I never saw you by the tour bus.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was a Coca-Cola hat, and I thought it would be good for your stand-up bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, I think we're going to be back there in July, so if you can arrange for another attempt, we'd appreciate it.
Oh, okay. It's long gone now. I just want to shake your hand, though.
Okay. Well, you're welcome to do that if that opportunity presents itself.
Okay, awesome. And I have another question. I heard a rumor that Tom and the mayor interviewed the gorillas. Is that true?
That somewhat sounds familiar to me, but I don't remember. I don't think. I don't know. Maybe we did. I don't remember if we did. If anyone out there knows more about that, send me something. But I don't. It does sound familiar. I'll give you that. But my memory is not so great about these kind of things. And it could have been something like where we recorded our side of it, and then they put it together on their end. So it's like wasn't the most memorable experience.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Yeah. It's so worth looking into if someone's interested in that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I was digging around and couldn't find it.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, thanks, Michelle.
Yeah, have a good one.
Bye. Let's take two more calls, shall we? Two more calls. Just give me two more calls. Two more calls. Just give me Max Black.
Two more calls. Just give me two more calls.
Hey, Max.
Two more calls. Just give me
Hey there, Tim. Max
hey. Black. What's up?
Just give me two more calls.
Yeah, you got to mute the stream, baby.
Just give me
Hey there, Tim.
Okay, see you later. Hey, Hillary. Hillary.
Hello.
Hi. How's it going?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Good. You're my second to last call today. How can I help?
Well, goodness. I don't know. I was going to ask you, do you know the Meyer Superfoods cans?
I love my cans. Yes, of course I do.
I was going to ask you if you could make Eric eat any can, any can possible, one that exists, or maybe one that you could come up with right on the spot right now, what would you make him eat?
I wouldn't want to make him eat anything. Why would I do that? That's not very nice. I mean, listen, what if you do? I want him to eat good things, be happy. I don't want to torture anybody. It's not nice.
Okay. Well, your worst enemy, then, okay. If you could make them eat any can.
The combo can, probably. The combo can.
The chicken and egg one?
Or puddle fish?
Oh, right, okay.
Puddlefish. Thanks, Hillary. Bye.
Yep, you have a good day. Bye.
You too, bye. You too, you too, you too, you too, you too. Let's try Private Hudson.
Tim.
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, how are you?
Good, how are you? What can I help you with today?
I'm good, been trying to call you for the last hour. I'm surprised you actually answered. I was just wondering, are there going to be any new series of the Dr. Steve Rule Show?
Nothing on the books right now, but I know there's always, you know, there's always the possibility for some more work coming out of the doctor. He's had a very busy year, so it's not been a brutal year, but that, you know, it's sort of when sometimes the conversation comes up and we want to talk about doing some more, we'll see what happens. We'll let you guys know.
Awesome. That's really cool. You're going to be in New York, like playing live soon?
Hell yeah.
Cool. I'll be sure to see you there.
All right, man. Take care. Listen, thanks guys for welcoming me back into your Facebook feed and back onto the podcast if you're listening. It's been an honor to share the air with you, and I apologize for the inconsistency of this show, but it is something that must remain a fun thing for me to do, a recreational thing for me to do. I cannot feel like there is this burden upon me. And let me share with you this. I care about you. I love you. I worship you. I am there for you. I am there with you. My heart is yours. And we shall see where it goes. Thanks, gang. What should you want to know?